This is Akashvani, Itanagar, the news read by Narang Koyang. The Union Cabinet has approved dearness allowance to central government employees and dearness relief to pensioners by 3%. Briefing the media after the Cabinet meeting in New Delhi today, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw said that this will benefit about 49.2 lakh central government employees and 68.7 lakh pensioners. He said that this will be effective from 1st July this year. Some of the other key decisions by the Union Cabinet Committee on Economic Affairs includes approval for the opening of 57 new Kendriya Vidyalayas across the country with an outlay of more than 5,862 crore rupees. Approval of the Mission for Atmanirbhar Bharat in pulses aimed at boosting domestic production of achieving self-sufficiency in pulses and the increase in the minimum support prices for all mandated rabi crops for marketing season 2026-27. Prime Minister Narendra Modi participated in the centenary celebrations of the Rashtriya Swayamsevak Sangh in New Delhi today. The centenary celebrations highlight the legacy of RSS, its cultural contributions and its role in the country's unity. Addressing the gathering, the Prime Minister said the RSS is working for nation building. He said the establishment of RSS as an organization on this great day 100 years ago was not just coincidence, but it was the resurrection of a tradition which had been continuing for thousands of years. On the occasion, Prime Minister also released a specially designed commemorative postage stamp and coin highlighting the RSS contributions to the nation. Governor Lieutenant General K.T. Parnayak has extended his warm greetings to the people of the state on the occasion of Gandhi Jayanti. He expressed his hope that the day observed worldwide as the International Day of Nonviolence reminds all of us the enduring relevance of Mahatma Gandhi's universal message of peace and humanity. In his message, the governor said that Gandhi led India's freedom struggle through the power of truth, nonviolence and peaceful resistance, inspiring movements for justice across the globe. His ideals of Satya, Ahimsa, Satyagraha and cleanliness remain guiding lights even today, be it in promoting communal harmony, addressing social justice or advancing environmental responsibility. Chief Minister Pema Khandu today attended the valedictory ceremony of the 8th edition of Vijayhi Vijay 2025, a state-level youth leadership development program at VKV Chimpu, Itanagar. In a social media post, Khandu emphasized that Vijayhi Vijay infers victory of light over darkness, truth over falsehood, unity over division, and urged the youth of the state to lead with purpose and dedicate themselves to the nation building. Organized by Vivekananda Kendra Kanyakumari Arunachal Front under the team Leadership with Purpose, Youth for Nation Building, the 3-day program aimed at personality development and empowered leadership qualities, which will help in the holistic and overall development of the youth. Home Minister Mama Natun today held an interactive meeting with the Itanagar Traffic Warden along with advisor to Home Minister Muchumiti at Itanagar. Sharing the information in a social media post, the Home Minister assured that the state government will look into the matter as per their grievances. In the meantime, he urged the traffic wardens to call off the dharna and resume duty from today onwards. The ITWs had launched the sit-in protest on 24 September at IG Park, demanding immediate absorption into the Arunachal Pradesh Home Guard cadre. The third session of the Siksha Sati Dibang initiative took place at Government High Secondary School Anini yesterday. On the occasion, resource person Dr. Samiul Hajarika, a recognized entrepreneur and professional career counselor, provided students with comprehensive guidance on academic and career opportunities, emphasizing the importance of informed decision-making and skill development. The Met Center of Itanagar has issued yellow alert for 13 districts of Arunachal Pradesh and has predicted thunderstorm with lightning and heavy rain very likely at isolated places. The 13 districts are West Kameng, Kurung Kume, Kiradadi, Kamle, Lower Subansiri, Papumpare, West Siang, East Siang, Dibang Valley, Anjo, Changlang, Tirap and Longding districts. In the ICC Women's ODI World Cup 2025, the second ODI match between defending champions Australia and New Zealand is currently underway at Holkar Stadium in Indore. Australia won the toss and chose to bat. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.